Moncrief on News Talk.
There's a lot of talk now about the four-day week and how that could or could not work. A company in Wales, though, is going one step further. Having operated a four-day week for the past 2 years, they're now going to make it entirely flexible. You can work your 32 hours anytime you like. The company is called Lumen SEO and Eled Neems is the CEO. Afternoon, Eled.
Hey, man, how's it going?
So what kind of a company are you?
So we're essentially a marketing agency, but we specialize in search engine optimization. So we make websites higher on Google is how I explain it to my nan.
Right. OK. And thank you for that explanation, because so keep that in mind. Speak in nan terms for the rest of this interview, if you can. when you brought in the 4 day week, was there a specific day that you didn't work?
Yeah, so during the four-day week previously, we had it for 2 years and we essentially just took the Friday off. We saw it as the easiest day to remove because most people just didn't really schedule meetings and productivity generally was always quite low on a Friday for us and, you know, other businesses. And I think a lot of people would agree who work in offices, you know, Friday seems to be that slow day.
Right. Okay. And so was that an issue, at least initially, in if you had a client who wanted to have a meeting on Friday and that kind of thing?
No, I think we maintained quite a good relationship with them. We've always maintained a close kind of high trust relationship with clients. So when we explained the incentives and how it could improve the work we do for them, we generally found it on our side. The more we were honest with them, the more they understood it. And a lot of them very really wanted to have a meeting on a Friday anyway.
How do you explain that? We're going to be available to you one day less a week, and this is good for you because?
Yeah, it's obviously one that requires so much more context in the fact that we have to explain to them we think our productivity is going to be higher, our error count is going to be lower, and that we're going to put a higher value output. But we also trust that they're the kind of people that have an interest in people's well-being and that they think it's the right choice for our staff. But we did have some, you know, disagree and push back with it.
Yeah. OK, so then you've now brought in this kind of flexible 32-hour week. Does that mean that someone can work in any kind of configuration they like?
100%. Yeah. So our staff now can work any hours they like, any day they like, from Monday to Sunday.
Right. But I suppose, would a lot of your staff be working remotely anyway?
Yeah, 100%. We've had staff who have worked from different parts of the country. I myself spend the winter outside of the rainy UK here, particularly in Wales. I'm pretty sure it's the same over there across the Irish Sea. So, we make the most of it, being able to work from anywhere at any time.
Right. And is there any way of monitoring whether people are doing the work that they say they're doing?
Absolutely. So this is my case, to be honest, for the 32-hour week. We have technology that allows us and tracking systems to allow us to kind of, I guess, non-invasively, like non-micromanagingly, you know, track the staff's output. And so their work is set on a Monday. And then it's up to them how they complete that work from that Monday to Sunday. They have complete independence and authority over how that works out in their week.
Okay. And how are you charting whether they're doing their work or not? Is it just like, are they moving their mouse? Because I've seen people do that, Alad, who are at the same time drinking, you know, pina coladas and while moving the mouse on their laptop.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen devices on Amazon where you can just get it to move your mouse for you. I like to think that hopefully our team are a little bit more committed to providing value, I guess, in their time. But we don't track it as intensively as that. There's a lot of trust in this, to be honest. There's a lot of those kind of fluffy words that we'd use, you know, trust and value and things like that. But I think they actively want to produce good work. And so I trust and enable them to do that work at the best time for them, whether that's in the morning, the evening, the weekend, whenever they find they focus best.
Yeah. No, but if somebody says I want to work 2 16-hour days and get it all out of the week, out of the way, kind of, I assume you're giving them a bit of guidance on that front.
Yeah, 100%, 100%, right? And the fact that their performance in work and essentially their job retention is based off them doing high-value work. We're saying, look, here's the environment, here's delegation, here is complete freedom to work when you want, But in return, we expect high value output. We expect, you know, low error count. We expect good work to be done. And there's just kind of a bit of a, you know, a friendly handshake deal on that, that they are given the freedom. But in return, you know, it's got to be high value work. But you're spot on. We've had comments from people say, oh, look, I would just do all my work on Saturday, Sunday, and then take the whole week off. And I'm like, well, with all due respect, you're probably not the kind of person we would employ.
Okay, fair enough. And, you know, interacting with clients, has that become a bit even more difficult now? Because if people say, I've decided what hours I'm going to work, can they vary that from week to week?
Yeah, 100%. Look, it takes a lot of it takes a lot of systemizing and regulating. Like, we have to make sure that we are contacting clients about stuff and keeping them in the know and aware, you know, to ensure that they're not always feeling they have to contact us. So, for example, we have a system where they can log in online. They don't need us to be working, and they can see the progress of their work being done. So they can see if it's in, you know, in progress, completed. They can see what work's being done. And because they have access to that system 24 hours a day, they don't feel the need to contact us at much. And this is why I say, when people push back on it, I say, well, technology is the solution to ensuring that people feel they're in the know.
And does everybody know, everybody in the company, I mean, know when everybody else is working or not working?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we use a messaging platform where people can essentially see if someone's live. Like, it has a little traffic light system, whether the guys are live or not. And so if they need help, they can reach out to whoever's live. And that's almost always, you know, at least two plus people, unless they're working on a Sunday afternoon or something.
Right. OK, so even, you know, in the instance, there's like one question and it'll only take, you know, 3 minutes to answer that question. But only one person in the company can answer it, but they won't be working until next Tuesday.
Yeah, so we have set up our environment so that just isn't necessary. So we do a lot of training. It takes about 3 or 4 months for a new member of staff to be completely trained on all elements of the job role. But what that means is that every single staff member can pretty much do 75% of the other person's job. So if we have, you know, our new staff member, Lois, for example, if she feels she needs help, she's got a choice of maybe 3-4 different people to go out to, and almost one of, you know, almost always one of them is going to be live and active for them to help. So by empowering the individual with enough knowledge to complete the job, there's enough collaboration there, even if few people are online.
Okay. What do you give your employees in terms of holidays?
So they get 24 days. So they get 24 days paid holiday, which I think is less than most companies. But obviously, if you consider the fact that it's basically a 4-day week that they're working a 4-day week, then it works out like a pretty good deal, I think.
Yeah. And have you seen, since you introduced the 4-day week and now you've introduced this flexible arrangement, is your staff retention getting better?
Yeah, I mean, we've never had a resignation. So we've never had anyone actually leave the company through resignation. We've had to let certain people go because you've highlighted it perfectly that this way of working doesn't suit all people. And sometimes we've had people who love the sound of it. They've started working with us. We had someone like this last year. They were with us 3 months and they just lacked that kind of self-discipline and self-regulation, and we had to let them go. But we've never had any resignations. And I think that's helped us maintain a good relationship with our clients because they recognize the names of the people they're speaking to. They have relationships with them.
Right. Okay. So no one's ever resigned from your company. Is that some sort of like severance situation you have going on there?
It sounds like it, doesn't it? It sounds like paying them on the sly to keep them around. But no, so far so good. I said they're allowed to leave, but this is sarcastic, obviously, not on the record. But only if it's to start their own business, and in that case, I'd like to invest. But other than that, no, we haven't had any resignations yet.
Okay, yeah. Now, though, it does strike me that the line of work you're in, the industry you're in, probably suits this kind of arrangement better than other kind of industries would necessarily.
Oh, you're absolutely spot on. And I think, look, this is our version of, this is our manifestation of giving trust, independence back to the worker. This is our version of it. Now, I'm not going to pretend that a hotel, a restaurant, a hospital could run in exactly the same way. But I do think that if you take those values of flexibility, trust, honesty, I think they can be manifested in loads of different ways for businesses. And generally, there are so many ways you can make a staff member feel like they have control over their life and achieve something that we like to call work-life harmony.
Alad, thanks very much for speaking with us today. There's Alad Neames there, CEO of Lumen SEO in Wales.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.